Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Okay, Rainbow, I have some questions for you. Do you know anything about Ghost Month?
Oh, it's super scary. There's like a bunch of things that you're not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to get married.
Right.
Not supposed to get your wedding pictures taken.
Okay.
Don't stay out too late at night.
Right. Don't move to a new house.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. And I think that the reason we have all those rules during Ghost Month is because if you do these things, it's easier for a ghost to come into your life, right?
Oh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have anything like that in Canada. So what I know about Ghost Month, I know from here. And one of the things that I know that is you shouldn't go swimming. Now, because I don't really believe in ghosts, that means I basically get the beach to myself.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's really nice. It means I get to go swimming. Now, I think the reason they say that is because the ghosts might catch you if you go swimming in the water.
And you'll drown.
Right. So that's why you shouldn't do it. But Paige and her brothers and sisters are going to learn an important lesson about Ghost Month this month and what they should and shouldn't do. So let's go to our article to find out what happens.
Me the Wumps. The phone call to hell.
Paige and Leo are talking on the phone.
It's Ghost Month.
I know. My mom keeps telling me to be careful. She always says, don't shout anyone's name at night.
My friend told me a really cool thing about Ghost Month.
What's that?
If you dial 12 zeros on your phone, you'll call hell. It only works at 12 a.m., though.
No way!
You never know. Hey, I have to go. Mom's calling me for dinner.
Okay, see you later. That can't be true. Should I try it, though?
Paige imagines talking to a demon.
I'm sure it's just a story. I'll try during the Ghost Festival and tell Leo about it.
Keep, 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 kept, kept. If you keep working hard, you should get good grades. If you keep working hard, you should get good grades. Careful, careful. You need to be careful when you cross the road. You need to be careful when you cross the road. Though, though. Helen loves dogs. She doesn't like cats, though. Helen loves dogs. She doesn't like cats, though. True, true. I heard you have a new boyfriend. Is that true? I heard you have a new boyfriend. Is that true?
All right, so we can see in our magazine here that Paige is talking on the phone. She's talking to Leo. And Leo is the first one to speak in our article today. He says, it's Ghost Month.
And Paige says, I know, my mom keeps telling me to be careful.
Right.
So here we have the verb keep and the three different ways of using it. There's keep, kept, and kept, and that's K-E-E-P, keep. So the verb keep here is different from how we often use it, which means to save something, to keep it for yourself, or keep it safe.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, if someone keeps doing something, it means they continue or often do something.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to do it no matter what. Like, she keeps telling me, it means she's always telling me. And that verb keep is followed by an action.
That's right.
So if you have an example sentence here, it says, if you keep working hard, you should get good grades. If you keep working hard, you should get good grades. Or I could tell Aaron, oh, I'm so annoyed at my brother because he keeps stealing my cookies.
Keep hiding them from him.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, Paige's mom keeps telling her to be careful. Now, careful is our second word power word today. It's an adjective, and it's spelled C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful. Now, when you are careful, you try very hard to do things correctly or safely because you don't want to get hurt or do something wrong. Now, we often say, be careful, when we are telling someone to do something safely or correctly. Here's an example sentence. You need to be careful when you cross the road. You need to be careful when you cross the road. Now, of course, being careful when you cross the road means you look both ways, make sure there are no cars, make sure it is safe to walk.
She always says, don't shout anyone's name at night. So she's reminding Paige about some of the actions we talked about that we need to avoid during Ghost Month.
That's right. Okay, so I guess maybe if you shout someone's name at night during Ghost Month, maybe there's a ghost with that name and they'll come and be in your life. Don't want that to happen. Okay, well, here's where we're going to get into Ghost Month. Leo says, my friend told me a really cool thing about Ghost Month. Now, here we're using the adjective cool. We're not saying that it's really cold. We're actually saying that it's really interesting. So, Leo has this interesting thing to tell Paige about Ghost Month.
Ooh, and Paige is really curious. She says, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here, what's that isn't used to ask what something is. It's a little bit different. When we say, what's that, after someone introduces a topic, it means we're showing that we're interested in what the other person has to say. So we're very curious.
Okay. Well, Leo has an answer for her. So here's what he says this interesting thing is. He says, if you dial 12 zeros on your phone, you'll call hell.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, a couple of words we need to talk about in there. The first one is dial. It's a verb. And when you dial a phone, you press numbers on a phone screen to call a phone number. Now, if your dial works, or if you're dialing and it works, the phone will ring. But maybe if you press a wrong number and you dial a wrong number, you get someone else on the line, not the person that you're trying to call. Now, this verb is actually, it's quite common before, but now that we have phones with screens, it's not as common to dial because we usually just send messages. So when you're actually going to call a phone number, not send a message, you press in the numbers first. That's when you dial.
All right, so in the article, Leo says, if you dial 12 zeros on your phone, you'll call hell. Oh, so here we have the noun hell. This is a place that some religions believe to be a place of evil, suffering, and sinners, or it's a place for people who do bad things. So some examples of religions that talk about hell include Christianity and Islam.
That's right. Okay, so we do know one thing about hell, at least in the Christian religion. I'm not sure about Islam, but in the Christian religion, a certain person lives in hell, and in the Christian religion, they call that Satan. He's like the leader of hell. He's not a very good person to call. All right. Well, Leo continues to tell Paige about this fact. He says, it only works at 12 a.m., though. Now, here, the verb work does not mean to do a job. When a machine works, it does what it is supposed to do. Or when something works, it does that thing it's supposed to do. So, a coffee machine makes coffee. But if it stops making coffee, you can say it's not working. So, this thing, if you dial 12 zeros, this process will only work at 12 a.m.
All right, so in the sentence, we also have the word though. That's T-H-O-U-G-H, though. That's the adverb. This adverb, though, can be used at the end of the sentence to emphasize an idea that contrasts or maybe is a bit surprising compared to the previous idea. So, for example, here Leo is focusing on the idea that when you call hell, it only works at midnight, though, which is an interesting idea because normally, if I called Erin, I could probably reach her at different times of the day, not only midnight.
Right, so it's kind of special.
Yeah, all right, so we have an example sentence of this word, which is, Helen loves dogs. She doesn't like cats, though. Helen loves dogs. She doesn't like cats, though.
Okay, well, as you can see in the next picture, Paige, she's kind of got this look on her face. She doesn't believe him. She says, no way. Now, when we say no way like this, we're saying that we don't believe something or that something is so surprising that it's hard to believe. So, Paige doesn't really believe that she can call hell.
But Leo says, well, you never know.
Mm.
Hey, I have to go. Mom's calling me for dinner.
Okay.
So it's interesting here that he says, you never know. So this is kind of a casual phrase that we use in speaking to show that we are not totally sure what's going to happen in the future, but it just might work or it just might end up well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe today I'm going to feel good and I'll go buy a lottery ticket and I'll tell Erin, you never know. Today just might be my lucky day.
Oh, well, you never know. It could happen. Well, Leo has to hang up the phone. He has to go eat dinner with his family. And so Paige responds and she says, okay, see you later. Now, what is she doing now, though?
All right, so Paige here, she's thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So Paige says, that can't be true. Should I try it, though?
Mm.
So we're using that though at the end of the sentence. Should I try it, though? We're not too sure. And here we have the word true. It's an adjective. That's T-R-U-E. True. So when we say something is true, it's real or it's factual. This is something that we can prove. Some people believe demons or, you know, the devil. This is not real or ghosts because we can't see them. But others would say, oh, but I can feel it in my bones or I can feel it because it feels cold when I walk past a temple or a dark alley. So we're trying to see whether or not it's true that she could call hell. We have an example sentence here that's, I heard you have a new boyfriend. Is that true? I heard you have a new boyfriend. Is that true?
Okay, here's a little game to help us teach the word true a little bit more. I'm going to say three things, Rainbow, and you tell me which one you think is true about me.
Okay.
I like to travel on trains. I am an actor, and I am 24 years old.
How many are true?
Only one of them is true.
Oh, no. That's so hard. Okay. I'm gonna say you like to travel on trains.
That's right.
Yay!
That is true. I'm 24 is quite young. I'm a lot older than that. And I'm not an actor, so maybe sometime in the future, but not today. All right, so that's kind of another way to say true. It's like these some things, it's real, and where the other ones aren't real. Okay, well, let's look at the back at the magazine here. We can see Paige, she's by herself, she's thinking out loud, which means she's talking, but no one's there. And then she's kind of imagining herself talking to a demon. And you can see in the picture, she kind of goes, no, she shakes her head, and she still doesn't believe it. But here she says, I'm sure it's just a story. Now here, the word story describes something that has happened or something that may or will happen, which people often tell each other but might not be true. For example, if I say, did you hear about Tracy and John? The story is that they broke up. Now, this can be told from person to person until lots of people know, but maybe it's true and maybe it's not. We know now it's still just a story, but we don't know if it's true quite yet.
So in the picture here, Paige looks at a calendar. She says, I'll try during the Ghost Festival and tell Leo about it. So she's going to do something about it. She's going to try.
Well, we know that Paige is quite a brave girl, so maybe she doesn't believe it will happen. And she's just going to show, oh, I'm so brave. Or maybe she thinks it will happen and she just wants to show to her friends how brave she really is. Who knows? But we don't find out today because that's the end of day one of our article. We'll be back again tomorrow to find out what happens when Paige calls Hill. But for now, we're going to go to our review time, so stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, for review time today, we are going to play a definition matching game with our word power words and some of our extra words. So these are the words we want to remember, okay? Keep, careful, though, true, work, and story. Okay, so I'll go first. I want Rainbow to guess which word I'm talking about.
All right.
This is a word that we use when someone does something slowly and correctly and carefully. Oh, she said the answer. Sorry.
Careful.
Okay, well, I said the word, and so Rainbow got it, so that word obviously was careful. Hopefully she can say the definition without the word this time for me.
Okay, so this is describing something that's real or a fact, and you can prove it.
Okay, this thing is true.
Yay, yeah. That's good.
Okay, here's one that's not one of our word power words, so think a little bit more about this one. This is what something is doing when it is doing something in the right way. Like a machine is doing something in the right way. What is it doing?
Is it work?
Yes, it's working. Good. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll have to say goodbye for today. So this word is something that you say when a thing keeps happening over and over. You blank do this thing.
I think you said the word already. When a thing keeps happening over and over.
I did. Oh my goodness. I'm not very good at this game today. I might have to get some more sleep tonight, I think. All right. Well, you guys can play this game with each other. You know how to play. Now, just don't mess it up like I did. But we have to say goodbye for today. So we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
No way.
I saw a ghost last night.
No way. Ghosts aren't real.
You'll change your mind when I tell you more. You never know.
I'll never be a famous singer.
You never know. Don't give up. I think you're a great singer.
Thanks for your kind words.
Hello guys, it's Emily. What a lovely day it is. Hi 大家，今天真是美好的一天呐！我现在可不是在说天气好哦，而是我所在的地方大乐透已经连续共估好几期了。我有预感今天会是我幸运的一天，说不定今天我买彩券会中大奖。但是呢，当我今天跟我的美国同学讲这件事情的时候呢，他居然回我 No way， 这句话也太伤人了吧！他完全不相信我会中乐透啊。为什么呢？为什么我会这样说他呢？因为当你说 no way 的时候，就是在表示不可能，也就是你不相信某个人所说的话。这么说吧，我如果对你说 Taiwan is a snowy country， Taiwan is a snowy country， 你会怎么回我？ 当然是 no way。台湾怎么可能是个多雪的国家呢？顶多寒流来的时候呢，在高山下几场雪而已，根本是屈指可数，好吗？那 no way 也可以用在另外一种的情况，跟不可能有一点类似，但是呢，比较不是在说不相信某一个人所说的话，而是表示不行，没门，不可以。假设以下的情况好了。如果呢，今天我跟我妈借10000块，然后就只是为了买乐透，她200%会回我说 No way， 才不要嘞。 There's no way that you're going to win the lottery. There's no way that you're going to win the lottery. 你是不可能赢乐透的啦。当我们用这个句型 There's no way that 点点点的时候呢，就是在说做什么事情不可能。 Lottery 就是乐透的意思，所以刚刚那句话There's no way that you're going to win the lottery. 就是在说你是不可能赢乐透的。想想我妈，她上次乐透赢了小奖，我还不相信她嘞。我对她说 You won a small lottery prize? No way! You won a small lottery prize? No way! 你赢了乐透的小奖？不可能啦。那这时候的 no way 呢，是在表示吃惊、不相信的意思。那回到一开始的情境，所以呢，当听完我的朋友说完 no way 的时候呢，我立刻就回了他这一句话 You never know, today could be my lucky day. You never know, today could be my lucky day. 很难说好吗？说不定今天就是我的幸运日，然后我就中大奖了。请不要在中奖之后呢，才在说你是我的朋友。那这里呢，所使用的 you never know 用来表示很难说，常常呢是在谈论未来可能发生的好事。那我针对买乐透这件事情，当然可以说 You never know, I might win the first prize. You never know, I might win the first prize. 很难说，我很可能会得头奖，还不是小奖嘞。好啦，讲到这里，当然不是要鼓励大家不劳而获的心态，而是要说在努力生活的同时呢，好事也是有可能发生的呀。 You never know what good things might happen. You never know what good things might happen. 我要去试试手气啦，拜拜。
The phone call to hell.
Paige and Leo are talking on the phone.
It's ghost month.
I know. My mom keeps telling me to be careful. She always says, don't shout anyone's name at night.
My friend told me a really cool thing about ghost month.
What's that?
If you dial 12 zeros on your phone, you'll call hell. It only works at 12 a.m., though.
No way!
You never know. Hey, I have to go. Mom's calling me for dinner.
Okay, see you later. That can't be true. Should I try it, though?
Paige imagines talking to a demon.
I'm sure it's just a story. I'll try during the Ghost Festival and tell Leo about it.
Keep. 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 Kept. Kept.
If you keep working hard, you should get good grades. If you keep working hard, you should get good grades.Careful, careful. You need to be careful when you cross the road. You need to be careful when you cross the road. Though, though. Helen loves dogs. She doesn't like cats, though. Helen loves dogs.She doesn't like cats, though. True, true. I heard you have a new boyfriend.
Is that true? I heard you have a new boyfriend. Is that true?